Hello, my name is Rory St. John, and this is WHRW Binghamton's This Day in History. On June 28, 1914, in an event that is widely regarded as sparking the outbreak of World War I, Archduke Franz Ferdinand, heir to the Austro-Hungarian Empire, is shot to death along with his wife by a Serbian nationalist in Sarajevo, Bosnia.
I'm the Archduke. Look at me driving my road car.
Disgraceful.
Give me some booze.
It's disgraceful. I, Gavrilo Princip, cannot stand to watch my own.
Hawk, I'm driving. I'm an Archduke.
Could you slow down a little bit, honey? You're kind of scaring me.
Give me some wine. I'm the Archduke.
Slow down.
I cannot stand to watch the Archduke driving down the street in such a disgraceful state. I, a Serbian nationalist, Gavrilo Princip, know the only thing that must be done. I will shoot him in the head so that no more Archdukes will drive drunk and make public spectacles of themselves so as to show us how imperialist they are against the Serbian people. Bang! 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 Bang!
At least I don't have to listen to that stupid speech
No
anymore.
More drunk dukes! World peace!
I'm dead, in case you weren't sure.
It is not remarked upon so much anymore since there was a World War II. But before World War II, World War I was known as the war to end all drunk driving. It's too bad, because that was an important lesson to learn. Make sure that you don't drive drunk, because, even if someone doesn't shoot you, you may crash and kill yourself. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.